Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. Political stuff. The Democrats, they now have control of the House of Representatives. The Republicans keep control of the Senate, and both sides can claim a little bit of victory, so that's nice. We also got our first openly gay governor, and Florida is allowing former felons to vote as long as they serve their time. How do you guys feel about the felons voting as long as they serve their time? That's interesting, because it's like, if you're a felon, you never get to vote again. Not anymore in Florida.
I just think Porkchop brought this up earlier. It's just there's so many in Florida. They just need people to vote.
They do, because all the old people are dying.
Yeah, it literally would probably be like 30% of the population of Florida is voting because the other 70% is all felons. Yeah,
felons. You know what I wonder about, too, is like how many people that actually are felons are voting? Like, you know, I commit crimes, but I'm very involved in my civic duties. I might break the law, but I think I need to vote. I bet that doesn't come
That's
up.
That's so true.
This is amazing. A man walks to the polls after a deer totals his car. Talk about perseverance. And he's not some young guy. This man's a little bit up there in age. 83-year-old John Pinter of Wisconsin walked 1.5 miles to his local polling place in order to vote yesterday after a deer totaled his car the night before.
And I get 3 miles from Cedarburg, and guess what happened? I totaled out the car. I hit a deer, a big old buck that was either an 8 to 12 pointer. I live by myself. I have no relatives here. And so what are you going to do? I'm stranded. So I decided, well, I'll have to vote, but I'll have to walk down.
Oh, yeah, we're not done yet, though. This is absolutely amazing. John also has emphysema, but he didn't let that stop him from walking to the polls, even though he had to stop every 20 feet or so to take a little bit of a break.
I've walked a mile and a half. I have to stop every 20 feet because I get winded, but I made it. Oh, yeah, I haven't missed voting since I've been 21 years old. Aww. I'm 83 now, so... Oh, I'd never miss an election.
Now, how did he keep going? What made him, like, not stop?
I'm also a vet. You learn in the service, you know, when the going gets tough, only the tough get going. So I got a problem right now. What do? You get out there and you get going. You don't feel sorry for yourself. You do what you have to do.
Dang straight you do.
I want a hug from this man so bad. Wow. I mean, incredible. He's probably the cutest old man in the world. I'm like looking out for a new grandparent.
I was going to say, that's grandpa goals right there.
I know. If he's available.
Grandpa, you better step it up.
Yeah.
Okay? Because
I'm fresh out.
All right. This reminds me when I was younger and I used to hang out with my hood rat friends and do hood rat things. Mm-hmm. This is totally me. A boy led police. This happened in Cleveland on a second high speed chase with police in the past 13 months. This 11-year-old boy stole his mom's Dodge Durango after they got into an argument about his mom taking away his PlayStation. The boy led cops on a chase and eventually crashed and flipped the SUV. He was arrested and currently is in juvie.
All right, vehicle's running on me.
Within seconds, the chase is on. The driver running red lights, shutting his off, and speeding through town.
Pulling away from me, I'm doing 75.
What no one realized, the driver, just 11 years old. Investigators say he took his mom's car after she went to bed. A joyride with a crashing end.
He went like up to 90 miles per
hour.
Yes, insane.
That is so dangerous. He probably thought he was in Grand Theft Auto. Like, he probably did that because he plays so much Grand Theft Auto. I'm not even kidding. That game is literally insane.
I've actually seen some of the footage of him driving, and he is a better driver than Live the Web Girl.
Hey, come on.
I can't confirm that he was able to stay in his lane.
So dramatic.
And a few more stories here. Joe's Need to Know News. What would you do in this situation? Because this is disgusting. A guy was flying on Delta from Atlanta to Miami last week, and he found doo-doo on his seat.
Ew. Oh, I'm going to be sick.
The crew refused to clean it up, and they made him sit in it or miss his flight.
Oh, my gosh. What?
Yep. They're like,
that's insane.
They're like, here's a bottle of some gin. You can wipe off it with the alcohol to disinfect. And here's some things to like clean it up. Or you can just miss the flight because I guess the cleaning crew didn't get to it in time.
That is insane. I cannot believe the flight attendants didn't do that.
Delta apologized and offered him 50,000 frequent flyer miles. He's thinking about taking legal action. What would you do? Would you have a, if you had to get somewhere, would you be like, oh, okay, got to do the doo-doo?
I remember being 3 years old and being upset about sitting in those baby high chairs if there's like food on them. So yeah, I would definitely not sit on the plane doo-doo.
Honestly, I have an idea.
Oh, okay. I like ideas.
All right, someone go to the bathroom. I'll get you a bag. We'll go to the airport. Rub it on the seat. I'll sit in it. And that, or no, someone else can sit in it. And then we'll collect the 50,000 frequent flyer miles.
We'll split
them between the three of us. Are you kidding me? I would do that.
Only good for like one or two flights.
Yeah, it's not that many.
Really?
Yeah. I do flight points.
And by the way, we'd have to buy a plane ticket too. Like it costs money. You can't just walk onto a plane.
Oh my gosh. Fine. I guess you guys want to have no fun today. So fine. Okay. We won't go and rub poop on the seat.
Don't want to sit and do.
Thanks, Liv, for your genius idea. Really, really appreciate that one. And finally, travel experts are predicting the busiest Thanksgiving season at the airport on record. The TSA is projecting 25 million travelers this Thanksgiving, 7% more people than last year. Thousands of people plan to start their holiday even sooner than usual. As early as November 16th, they think that's going to start picking up, making Thanksgiving rush last a full 10 days until the 26th of November. So that's wonderful. I would never fly in the holidays. I just drive. If I can't drive to you, I ain't gonna see you. That's Joe's Need to Know News on the Joe and Alex Show.